is up, Moncton? Welcome to another episode of the Moncton Wildcast podcast. As always, I am your host, Adam. I'm with my two co-hosts, Jeremy Boucher and Chris Dobson.
I'm here so I don't get fined.
I'm absolutely fired up. We got some big things talking about here today, guys. You know, by next week's episode, we very well... let's just let the cat out of the bag. I mean, but hopefully by next week, we'll know what the name on this new building is going to be.
We better. This is ridiculous.
There's some rumors floating around. We saw some reports today. Social media is reporting that apparently they have found a name for this building. Unsure what it's going to be at this point. I'll be curious.
The Tim Hortons Center. I have been on the Tim Hortons bank. Nothing else is named Tim Hortons except Hamilton's Field.
And, well, we did have the fourplex here for a minute, the Tim Hortons 4i Center.
I wasn't here.
No, that's fair. But just because you weren't here doesn't mean it didn't exist.
But actual hockey arena, pro or amateur kind of major arena.
You got to think, and again, I will say this. I've been connected to the Moncton media scene for quite some time. This is the best kept secret in the city of Moncton. Mm-hmm. The fact that this hasn't leaked anywhere, the fact that I don't know or you don't know or nobody seems to know what the name of this building is going to be, it's exciting. I can't wait to find out. I love the fact that people have been able to keep this thing confidential. Again, surprised, but kudos to you guys. Everyone's been tight-lipped about it, but we should find out here, hopefully. And hopefully by next week, you will also, the viewers, know what the name of this new building is going to be.
Everybody pull out your phones. Maybe we'll know what the name of this by the end of the show.
Maybe, absolutely. And of course, the grand opening's this weekend.
Well, they are hyping it up. They're saying it is a world first for the industry of the naming partner. Huh. So whatever that means. It's obviously a name that's not already on a ring or on a field or...
So that knocks out every major corporation, doesn't it?
So what I'm going to say is, and for the longest time, and just so the viewers know, I was about to start a GoFundMe to call it the Chris Dobson Circle of Excellence.
I would have put money into that.
I've been told now that I would have had the support. I kind of wish I would have done it.
I wouldn't have spent my last dime on that.
You lie. A little bit.
Not lying.
Show heat is always good heat.
Man, I thought we were friends. But anyways, no, you are right. We've got, you know, once it happens, it'll be huge. Of course, the grand opening's this weekend. And then followed up by the first event in that building next Wednesday. Keith Urban's coming to town.
Keith!
As you can tell, Jeremy's excited.
Yeah.
My third time seeing him live.
Really?
And I'm just as excited as the first time.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome. I'm pumped up too, man. I can't wait.
I've never seen
Seen Keith Urban in concert. But either way, this new building's hopefully going to have a name before Keith Urban hits the stage.
At least it's going to have a name before people get to see it. That's a bit of a bonus.
Well, maybe.
But should have a name before the open house.
Hopefully.
I guess.
So, anyways, we got a good
weekend. That's this weekend. Let's recap last weekend. The Wildcats, as everyone knows, was in Kitchener. And it didn't go well. Outscored 12-5. They lost to the Rangers, the Battalion, the Spirit. Couldn't hold a lead. 1-5-1 now. Are you guys worried with preseason?
No. I'll make that as aggressive as humanly possible.
Yes. No. Last time I checked, championships weren't won in September. So.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Was there some certain things that I was alarmed by?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
One of those things right off the top, and we're going to go Friday night's game, not Francis Leclerc.
No.
He was lights out. He did everything he possibly could. You talked about all the positive things. I don't have the stat line in front of me, but I think last time I saw it was like 42 or 44 saves Friday night.
I just happen to have it right here, Chris. Perfect.
And what is it?
Well, I was going to go over the entire weekend for him.
All right, well, here, then take it away.
All right. So, Leclerc started Friday and Sunday. So, Friday against Kitchener, Sunday against Saginaw.
Yep.
He faced 90 shots over those two games. Stopped 84 of those.
Wow.
That's a .933 save percentage in two games.
And that's why you go get him
that's
for
what
an
you
injury.
Need. What
and
you
that's
need
why you don't let a 16-year-old start the year.
Okay.
We're going to go with this again.
No, I mean, they had to go get him because of Grant Bowers' injury. I've said it many times off the show. They could not start with two 16-year-olds until Grant Bowers came back.
No, and that's a fact. But how can you say you don't start a 16-year-old to start the season?
Well, I think he cemented himself playing that well that he'll play opening night.
Okay, I'll give you that. That was your best rebuttal yet.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, that's...
All right.
Those are the numbers you need from a 20-year-old goaltender.
100%. That's he's true. Your veteran. He's your guy who has to step in and take the workload until Mark Bauer's back. Mm-hmm. At the same time, he played very well last year, as you alluded to, Jeremy, last week. I mean, he did what he was expected to do. Now, the things that concern me, we'll go there. Saturday's game. You give up 4 goals in the third. At that point, to me, it strikes me as you were confident, you got lazy, you thought you had this game in the bag, and you stopped skating.
When they scored a shorthanded goal early in the third period, that should have sealed the game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they stopped playing.
Right. So, you read the articles in the paper, you read everything online that talks about the fact that, okay, let's talk about Spence for a minute, because we've been pumping his tires for weeks. And again,
he's needed.
100%.
It's worth it.
And folks, don't think for 2 seconds Boucher doesn't have this stat line in front of him right now.
You are in fact correct.
100%. So if you're looking at what he's doing right now, if you look at his shot totals from the weekend, finally scored his first goal of the preseason as well.
Scored two of them.
Scored two of them, right.
19 shots on goal in 3 games.
From a rookie defenseman, folks.
A defenseman.
Yeah, a defenseman, yeah.
He's not a forward. He's a defenseman.
You know that meme where you see something and then you see the upgrade button and then you see something else? Welsh, upgrade, Spence. He's younger. He's more offensive. So it's really early, but...
I'm not touching that right now.
So he's what? He's a defenseman?
He's a defenseman.
And he's not a what?
He's not a forward.
Or a goaltender.
You think a forward. A forward getting 19 shots on goal in 3 games, that's pretty darn good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to bring this up next, because that's where I want to go. And that is our forwards. The guys who we needed to show up didn't show up. And, you know, again, nobody should be hitting the panic button yet. And, you know, as you saw on Twitter, a lot of people were saying at the end of the day, the preseason is the preseason. Right. But we're getting close to the end of the preseason.
And that's,
excuse me, folks.
That's my take.
Your guys needed to show up in this tournament. This is a big deal. It's the first time our team heads out to Ontario, plays in this showcase. The guys you're expecting big things from didn't show up.
No.
You know, I would have liked to have seen it.
And that's why
it's a little disappointing.
That's why I'm a little bit worried. Because, yes, it's a preseason. Everybody goes back to 0-0. But now these guys that didn't show up at this tournament are also gone to rookie camps, which, good on them. That's awesome. But they're not here to fix this or get this right, or learn the systems, and they're veterans, and I get it. So that's where
I want to stop you.
That's where I'm concerned of.
Because you mentioned the word systems.
Yeah.
And until Thursday, when they hit the ice, no one's worked on a system yet.
Yeah, and now they're gone.
And that's it. So Rums started putting a system in place, and he even said that, you know, we want to make sure we have our roster finalized, which, by the way, everybody, roster has been finalized.
Yep. Do you have that?
I can get it.
That's the one stat he doesn't have.
God bless the internet. But yeah, no, ultimately, although not really, you picked this off the top of your head, you know who the last cuts were. But ultimately it was, you start working with these systems. So again, nothing to alarm. I do agree with you, Adam.
But that's why I'm worried, because now they might not even be, if things go well, and again, we're talking about Seitz going to the Devils, Sierra McKenna going to the Coyotes, Aspero going to Ottawa, and Kavanoff going to Minnesota. That's a big chunk of what you're hoping
right, for. But they're going to play in NHL systems. There's going to be structure. Not Moncton system.
No.
But at least there'll be structure. These are the guys who will be able to slide back into this. Right now, you need to work with the guys right now who aren't away at camps. You know, you've got a couple weeks before the season opens. This is an eye-opening. This tournament didn't turn out the way the Moncton Wildcats were hoping to. They were looking to have a better representation while they were out there. But at the end of the day, it was a very good learning experience. We'll call it, you know, great team building situation, which is what we alluded to, which is what needed to happen. So ultimately, I think at this point, last weekend's the past. We need to move on from it. And that's what Rumble needs to do with these kids. You know, forget about it. It didn't go the way we wanted, but now we know what we need to improve on, which is basically every aspect except for goaltending. Now we know what we need. We got a season starting in 3 weeks. Let's go.
And it's really tough when you play OHL teams. These aren't your competitive, right? There's no juices flowing if you're playing Kitchener as opposed to playing Halifax or
there's no scouting Charlottetown. Done.
There's no, yeah.
You don't know what the team's going to,
no.
You don't know what they're going to bring at you.
Well, I want to ask you, Jeremy, because I know we had talked about it, and that was, you know, OHL camps obviously starting a little different timing, and everyone was concerned whether or not there'd be any cuts or how the team was going to look. And I mean, the teams that the Wildcats were playing, at the end of the day, did it end up being a finalized roster for most of these teams?
It was pretty close. I mean, each team had their rosters down to 30, 26, 27, 30.
Yeah.
So pretty well on par with what the Wildcats were at. They're pretty close, pretty near their final cuts. So it was fair game. We can't go and say that they're icing a rookie lineup.
It wasn't like the rookie tournament that we thought we'd have.
No, exactly.
Against our bets, right. Which would have been even worse. But yeah, no, it's... Well, let's move on to... It's always fun to debate the season coming up. So let's go to the awards. You guys want to do the Q awards that we think, or the Wildcat awards?
Well, I mean, if we're only playing speculation games, let's do them both. Who cares?
Where do you want to start?
Start with the Q.
Start with the Q. So, MVP of the Q. Mr. Boucher, you have all the notes.
MVP of the Q, I mean, it's... I've got Alexis Lafreniere. I think he's just going to absolutely tear it up this year. There's a few guys that will challenge with him. I mentioned Abandonado on last week's show. But he's just going to run away with it. I'm fully confident when I say that.
Hmm. Okay. I like it. I'm going to Drummondville. I honestly think you're going to see Joe Valeno have the year that he's been looking to have. It's no surprise that, you know, Joe Valeno is an interesting story, especially for those people who have been following the Q for a long time. And even for those who are just jumping in, Joe Valeno is a name that you've heard numerous times. Mm-hmm. Obviously, first kid ever granted exceptional status in the history of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, goes to St. John in a situation where, you know, they were built to win. Not very often you'd see a kid of his caliber and talent come onto a team so strong that he gets buried in the fourth line, third line, ends up on the first power play unit, even though he's on the third line, develops through everything, but still at that point didn't go through anything. Then, of course, acquired by Drummondville in a massive trade to St. John after they had won their President's Cup. And then, of course, just went through the NHL draft. Gets drafted this year. I think he's looking to... Plus, they made some big acquisitions. He's got Comtois with him this year in Drummondville. They are going to challenge Halifax for a President's Cup this year. I have no doubt in my mind about that. I'm expecting big things from Joe Valeno out of Drummondville.
I went... If Zadina comes back, he's my MVP. I don't think he will.
Wow.
I would, because you're not going to send him... Like, he's going to develop more here playing top line men's, get to a Memorial Cup. That's a different discussion for a different day, whatever.
No, but the Memorial Cup's the only possibility they have Philip Zadina coming back.
Yeah, and I don't even think if he does come back, I think he's the MVP. But I'll go to Drummondville and I'll go Maxime Comtois. I think he's...
Perfect. We'll need him on the line so I can get my MVP.
Yes. Defenseman of the Year. Mr. Dobson, you can go ahead and start with this one.
Look, if I was a bet man, I'm suggesting that it's probably going to come down to one or two. Although if I know Jeremy, he'll go off the board here. I'm going to go P.O. Joseph. I think P.O. is going to be a stud this year.
I'm just going to flat out agree with you. I don't need to tell you mine. P.O. Joseph is mine as well.
Well, I mean, there's so many studs. I mean, P.O. Joseph is one of them. Obviously, at the end of the day, Noah Dobson is arguably one of the best defensemen in the league. I think he's going to get buried a little bit because if Akiti Bathurst hangs on to him, they're going to be not... statistically speaking, I don't think they will. You got to find an acquirer for him. The kid is going to arguably be the best defenseman, but if he stays in Bathurst long term, he'll fly under the radar, and I think P.O. Joseph takes that.
Yep, I agree with that 100%.
I wasn't going off the board. I had Noah Dobson.
Beauty.
Nice.
So,
not going to lie, didn't see it coming.
Only I say that because, let's be honest, I don't think he's going to start the season with Bathurst.
Me neither.
He's going to get his cup of coffee with the Islanders.
He'll probably see, what, 8 games out there?
8 or 9. Because at 10, you burn your,
right,
your first year of the ALC. Yep.
And it might be 9, but it might be spread out. They like to spread it out now. They don't like to just give him the first 9. It's usually
give him a game off in between.
A week off and then 2 or 3 or whatever. So it could be quite a while, yeah.
Plus, no doubt in my mind, he's on Team Canada at the World Juniors.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. If not the best player on that roster.
Absolutely. And then clearly dealt at the Christmas deadline to a contender.
He will get dealt.
Yes.
I agree with that. I think we talked about it last week or the week before. Question is who's got what it takes to acquire a guy like him?
You look at Drummondville, like they give up a crap ton of picks for Joe Valeno.
Absolutely.
Will he even play in Bathurst? If you look at the schedule and they drag out the 9 games,
he'll play.
Plus he goes to Canada's thing. Play. Will he actually play a few games in Bathurst, or did he go right from the Islanders to Canada?
Probably be back mid-October.
Yeah, there's no way he doesn't. You know, even if you're the if you're Bathurst and you're Noah Dobson with the heritage and the ties he has there, he wants to suit up for the Acadie Bathurst Teton.
Yeah, I just thought if they stretch it out with the timing of the Christmas and could it be somewhere he doesn't even show up and then he gets traded.
Well, plus you got to remember, too, that come World Junior time, after that first day, you can't trade him until the tournament's over.
Right? Yeah.
So,
it's fair.
Yep.
Top four in the league, I'm going to go with Alexei Lafreniere from Rimouski. I don't give him the MVP, but it's pretty hard to not have him as a top four in the league.
I have him as well as a top four. Like, I think he's just going to dominate. And he's still not eligible until...
2019?
2020.
That was 2020?
Yeah.
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 Like, he's a late
birthday. You heard Button talk. I think Craig Button likes him, too. I don't know.
Craig Button. Talk about somebody wetting his pants over a player. Like, my goodness.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say I haven't heard of Craig Button
yet. Craig Button's literally... Folks, Jeremy's rattled right now. He doesn't know what to do. He's sweating.
Well, Craig Button is he just gets so passionate.
When he finds one guy, he locks in on that guy, and you can't change his mind.
You haven't heard him talk so much about a player in quite some time like he does.
Rightfully so, though, because I'm going to solidify this triangle here. I'm also going Alexei Lafreniere.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at what he accomplished as a 16-year-old in this league. You know, first 16-year-old 40-goal scorer in this league since Sidney Crosby also did at Rimouski. Mm-hmm. You got to be impressed with that.
Oh,
the kid's an animal. Look, and I'm not trying to take away from anything else, but the kid is lethal until he plays against Dylan Seitz.
Yes.
Which will never live that down.
No, nor should he. Nor should he. This is an honest claim and a great shout out to Dylan. Yeah. And I will keep doing it show after show after show.
Because especially when we get to come down here and talk after they're playing here that first, I think it's in October, when they're here. Shut them down that first night. Don't even let them do.
If I can tell you right now, if you're Serge Beausoleil right now, you know exactly what's coming.
Yeah. Right? For sure.
Anyways.
Goaltender of the year in the queue. Who is it?
I couldn't pick one. So don't at me when I'm saying this.
Especially you, Hugh777. Don't at Jeremy.
But I got four names.
Oh, come on.
You got to narrow it down to at least two.
Give me two.
There's never a four-way tie. There's two.
All right, I'll tell you what. I will hear your four names, and then I will tell you that two of those four don't count. Go.
Colton Ellis.
Okay.
Sam Harvey.
Okay.
Matt Welsh.
Yep.
Olivier Rodrigue.
Okay. Pick two out of those four.
To eliminate?
Yep.
Sam Harvey and Matt Welsh.
What are you talking about? High five. I mean, you're not wrong, but I'm just giving you a hard time. Great goaltenders there. I'm taking Matt Welsh. I think Matt Welsh is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. There's a reason I think that he will be wearing the Maple Leaf come Boxing Day. It'll be tough, but he's, I'm not saying he won't.
Him and the kid from Windsor, I can't think of his name right now.
Look, man.
DiPietro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's DiPietro's job to lose.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not disputing that, but I do believe
but
that.
I think Welsh is the other one.
Welsh is unbelievable. We're talking strictly only the queue. Don't worry. We'll get. Hey, buddy, that's why we've all got opinions. You can nod and grimace all you want, man.
I just, when it comes to Team Canada and picking the junior hockey team, it's politics. Just so much politics goes on with that. He's not an NHL drafted goalie. He's not even. I don't even think he's going to an NHL camp, which is
mind-boggling. But if he starts the season like he finished last year, stats won't lie.
He'll get an invite. I don't think he makes it. Just because they take their NHL drafted goalies.
Okay, that's fair. But do you recall? Oh, from Team Canada, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Makes sense. All right. Either way, Adam, you're up.
Olivier Rodrigue. From Drummondville. I think he just has a wonderful season, builds on what he had last year.
Cool. I think he backs up DiPietro for Team Canada.
Ooh. I like it.
Because you're grooming him for next year's World Junior. Because he's only 18 this year.
Right. Yeah. And that makes sense. Statistically speaking, you are right.
Right?
Yep.
You talk about the World Juniors being a 19-year-old tournament. Have an 18-year-old backup goalie. And he's your go-to guy for the following year.
I like it. Rookie of the Year.
Actually, Adam, you start here. Where are you going with this?
Halifax and Dubé.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going way off the board.
Ooh. Way off the board. You know what's funny about Dubé?
I know nothing about him, but I'm going to pick him as Rookie of the Year.
You know what? Go ahead. What's funny about Dubé? There's two funny things. I'll give a shout out to Station Nation here on Twitter. Because during the draft, he probably had one of the best tweets of all day. I can't remember the exact tweet, but I just remember him saying about Halifax going up to the stage, picking a future all-star, and then dropping the mic.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
And if it happens, well, I think the other 17 teams look like complete fools. Well, I mean, the teams who picked before Halifax.
Yeah.
But there was one person. Where was the draft again?
Schwenningen,
right. Dubé's grandfather was at the draft wearing a Mooseheads jersey with Dubé on the back. Nobody had a clue what it was about.
Why was that?
Until they went to the stage and called his name. Huh. If you could have done a little digging as a spectator of the draft, you could have known who they were picking.
Huh.
Just because of that.
Yeah, that's my... I don't know anything about him, and it'd be fun to watch him. Hopefully he plays on Friday, but
it's being out. I would be hard-pressed to believe he's not going to.
So good. I'll get some eyes on the rookie of the year.
He's got great hair, opinion. By the way.
Yeah.
Wait till you see his
sick
hair.
Flow.
Oh, just...
Sick flow.
Yeah.
That's why he's rookie of the year. The sickest flow.
I've gone back and forth a few times in different opinions on this. And in fact, Adam, you and I talked about this off camera before, or off microphones before. Mm-hmm. And I said I wasn't going to pick him, but I've changed my tune and I'm going to take Josh Lawrence.
Duh, that was my pick.
So.
Okay, we can agree.
I know it hurts you to do that.
It does. I thought I was going to be the only one.
No. I think it's going to be unbelievable. I think. Now, again, he has to stay healthy.
Yeah.
Like any other rookie in this league, but I do believe that Josh Lawrence will win Rookie of the Year.
I 100%. He's playing with Maxim
Shevchenko.
Chekovic.
Nailed it.
If Mike Sanderson is listening, I really hope I got that right.
It's back to back weeks he's nailed the names.
And I believe Anthony Boucher is going to be their left winger.
So, what I will say is, seeing how Jeremy was able to give you four goaltenders, the only guy, in my opinion, that I think. Obviously not position-wise that way, and you'll hear me talk about it when we're going into a Wildcat rant at all. The kid that I think could give Josh Lawrence a run for his money is Spence, the blue liner for the Moncton Wildcats. The kid's going to be unbelievable. Again, different positions, and if you look at it from that perspective, based off the numbers we gave you from the showcase tournament,
Yeah. It'll
go to show. I mean,
I wanted to hot take him as a rookie so bad, but
right. Defensemen
but just
don't. But it's a tough challenge. Exactly.
Because there's so many. Is Henrik Lampier in that? In that discussion?
Hendrix Lapierre, if he had more talent not him. Not the player.
Oh, sorry.
Not the player. Like,
if he had more talent. Dude, he's number one overall.
That's aggressive.
If he had more talent around him.
Yeah.
And scooting me.
Right. I agree.
I'd have him more up on my list. Same thing with Theo Rochette. That scooting me got as well. Those two are going to be incredible in 2 years together playing in Chicoutimi, but I think just who Josh Lawrence will be playing with gives him my Rookie of the Year.
He was unbelievable in the one game.
He's already been a Wildcat killer.
Yeah, like he's got six goals in two games or whatever against us.
Insane.
It's stupid.
Two hat tricks in two games.
Against absolutely lethal.
Like,
he is unbelievable.
Import of the Year. I'm taking the kid from St. John.
Chekovic.
Import of the year?
Yeah, it's the only one I know.
My import of the year is going to be the same answer for both questions on this question, and I'm going with Alexander Hrivanov. I think he is going to be unbelievable. I know, based off the animations happening directly to my right, I'm about to take a kick. I'm expecting big things from him. After only seeing him for, the little bit that took place last year, he proved himself time and time again, went through the draft, obviously slipped because of the illness he went through.
Yeah.
Anytime you talk to anybody throughout any of the rookie camp that was happening here, he was on the ice the whole time. And after talking to coaching staff, it's because he wanted to be here, not because he was asked to be here. He wanted the ice time. He stayed here instead of going home to Russia. He is ready to go, guys.
Yeah.
He's excited to be in Minnesota this week. I ran into him at an establishment here in Moncton a couple weeks ago, having dinner. We were having dinner. Anyways, and I just bumped into him, had a quick chat with him. And you could just tell, his English has gotten 10 times better than it's been when he got here. But I'm expecting huge things. He will be the QMJHL Import Player of the Year.
I wrote my notes down about 2 hours ago. And I actually had a different name for top import. I had Philip Kuryshev of the Quebec Ramparts. But from 6:30 till now, I actually changed my mind to Alexander Habanov. And that was before Krips Dobson's opinion. And the reason why I say that is because about an hour ago, and I'm probably going to say her name wrong, but she's a writer for The Athletic. Sunayas. She's a huge follow on Twitter. She's a used to write for Yahoo Sports.
Yep.
She interviewed Alex in Kitchener. Mm-hmm. And he said, "This is the best I've ever felt in my life."
Right.
And he said, "I am going to get 100 points this year." Was an exact quote. So if he gets 100 points this year,
If he gets 100 points this year, because I think everyone on our top line is going to get 100 points this year as well, we're going to have four guys on this squad crack 100 points this season. We're going to Halifax, boys.
And kicking that front door in.
I'm not telling you we're winning the President's Cup, but we're playing in the final.
All right, well, let's go to the Wildcats. We'll save our President's Cup champion for the very end of the show. MVP of this team?
Among the Wildcats?
Yeah. I went Jeremy McKenna.
I'm going to go with Alexander Havanov. Maybe Jacob Pelche, but I'm going to go Havanov.
No.
I'm going to steal my... What? Why?
You need to get a screen protector.
I'm not so looking, dude.
He's literally looking at my computer. Keep your eyes on your own prize. And off the merchandise. So
what'd you go with?
Obviously, don't Jacob Pelche.
I have Jacob Pelche as the Wildcats' most valuable player. I know he missed part of the year last year, but he was still a point-per-game player.
Yeah.
And
at 16 and missing time off.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Tells you something about crazy. What he's capable of doing.
I agree.
I full on think he's going to take the McKenna jump where he went from 30 to 70. He's going to take that same leap. And so, again, all three solid choices. D-man of the year. Is it unanimous? We talked about him earlier.
Aspero?
Spence?
No, Aspero's my guy.
Yeah, Aspero. Oh.
Told you that last week, dude. Told you that last week. Aspero's my guy. He will be the best defenseman the Wildcats have on roster. Jeremy? Spence will be the second best defenseman on this roster.
Sure.
All right.
Kristaps and I are seeing eye to eye tonight.
I know. This should be fun. So forward of the year. Top forward.
I have Pelche as well.
I'll take Pelche here.
I had Pelche.
Okay. Three-way tie.
Yeah,
I'll take Goaltender of the year.
Grammett
Bauer.
Francis LeCourc.
Depending on how long Mark's out.
Whoever's held, yeah, one of the two 20-year-olds, they have
one of the two 20-year-olds, one of the veterans.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, at this point, while Mark's out, this is Francis's team.
Yeah.
Let's go, LeClerc.
Rookie of the year.
Jordan Spence.
Not even debatable.
Hands down.
Yeah. Not even debatable. And that's not taken away from Kingsbury Fournier or Desnoyer. This is Spence's.
So of those two forwards, who has the better year?
Kingsbury Fournier, in my opinion.
I agree.
Okay.
Yep, I had him written down.
Kingsbury Fournier just is more of a goal season. He's an offensive player. Desnoyer is your two-way forward. He's gonna right.
Yep. No, I agree.
Import.
Wow.
Not even gonna answer that.
Simo Lecoultre.
I'm sticking with Havanov.
So the big title. Who's going to Halifax? Who's winning the President's Cup?
Halifax is going to Halifax?
Yeah, thanks. I like that.
You next, Bob. What do you got?
I am Drummondville.
Yeah, I'm taking Drummondville too.
Villano, they added Comtois. Rodriguez he's my MVP, so he's leading them there. I think Rimouski's in that discussion. Halifax is in that discussion.
I will say this right now, and I will say it on record, and if you're a Halifax Mooseheads fan, in fact, if you play for the Halifax Mooseheads, you're probably going to hate me for saying this, but until you make sure your goaltending is solidified, they will not win. I mean, they'll outscore teams, but they're going to get scored on. I don't know. They need to make it. They need to upgrade between the pipes. I hope Gravel proves me wrong. I hope, you know, that's great. It's good for hockey. It's good for the Maritime Division. But based off what I've seen, again, as we talked last week, Gravel basically lost the starting job to Blade Man Dixon last year. He needs a big year. He needs a rebound year. And if not, Halifax needs to upgrade. Otherwise, they will not win. I'm going Drummondville to win the President's Cup.
It's a three-way. I have to go Drummondville as well. I love my three-ways. Volts. Definitely Volts. And the best thing about having the Memorial Cup in the queue, or any other league for that matter, It's if Halifax is in the final, whoever they're playing in the final goes to the Memorial Cup as well.
Right. You just got to get there. You don't have to win. You got to get there. Yeah.
Case in point, the 2006.
Quebec. The Quebec Ramparts.
Bingo.
Yeah. What a haunting, haunting year that was.
I cried.
We all cried, bud. Yeah. That was a tough year for hockey in general in Moncton, because the same thing, the U to M happened to them. Mm-hmm. The Blue Eagles lost their title. They were hosting the tournament here. They lost as well in the final. The Wildcats lost in the final. Man, it was a tough week to be a hockey fan in the city of Moncton in 2006.
I remember the tournament from afar, but I don't. I remember it was Quebec. It was Quebec and Moncton, and they had, like, I remember, I always watch it, so I remember the lead up and everything and the Patrick Waugh, Ted Nolan stuff. I remember all that.
So my question to you is, obviously coming from Calgary, by default, were you rooting for the Giants in the Mem Cup?
No. I don't like Lucic.
No, for sure. But I figured out West, you were hoping for the dub to come
that
out.
That one I was just watching.
Okay, cool.
The 2010 one was the Hitmen.
Right.
That was my de facto team.
Man.
But I don't... No, it's not because I'm in WHL territory. I was cheering for the WHL team. I was just watching that because I didn't really have a vested.
The 2010 Memorial Cup to me, and I'm going to go back
to the biggest
quickly.
One could have been.
Yeah. You know, you talk about Nick Riopel basically getting food poisoning or whatever it was he had in the first game. I remember after the game was over, you know, he was green in the face and everything was done. Don't forget, during that postseason run too, Nick Deschamps got injured, you know, our top scorer at that point. Like, it was just, it was devastating anyways. And then I think it was Shane Owen who had to come in and back up Riopel in 2010. Again, good goaltender, another OHL free agent brought in. Just couldn't get the job done. Anyways, I could go on forever talking about these things. I guarantee, though, in the next few years, we will see one of those trophies here in the Hub City. I'm willing to bet.
We're kicking the door down this year. We're going to have 400-point scores.
I like where your head's at, and that's why we do this podcast.
We are not homers whatsoever.
We try not to be. Oh. We will be maybe when the season gets going. But
I am a little bit.
Okay.
But
we did say Moncton would finish second. You did. You did, right, Chris?
In the Maritime Division? I do think they'll finish second in the Maritime Division.
Yeah, so.
I drink a little bit of the Wildcat Kool-Aid. I'll admit that. double fist it sometime, you know.
Oh, all right. The show just keeps getting better and better.
Guys, this has
been a ton of fun. As always, you can follow it. Oh, you got something else?
Well, I thought we were going to talk about... roster surprises.
Oh, do you have a roster surprise?
Of course I do.
All right.
Well, then tell us what it is.
All
right. Well, I believe this is the first time in franchise history that we have 3 16-year-olds on the roster.
Right.
Right. You said that before.
We talked about it last week.
You said that before.
Yes, but that was on the non-official roster.
Yeah,
the unofficial.
Right.
So Elliot Dinoyer, Nicholas Kingsbury Fournier, and Charles Antoine Lavallée.
Yeah.
Add Jordan Spence, and that's 4 from the 2018 draft class.
Yeah.
Then you got, looking back at the 2017 draft, you get Jacob Pelche, Sean Stewart, Jacob Stewart, Kyle Foreman, add Alex Havana from the import draft. We've been a lot of praise on the Wildcast to Richie Thibault, but I will mention his name again. Because how do you win championships?
Build through the draft.
The future's bright. I'm excited. I am so excited that I'm about to make an announcement.
Are you the new general manager of the Moncton Wildcats?
So get this, listeners. I have a fear of needles.
No.
But when the Wildcats win their first Memorial Cup, I will get my first tattoo.
Of?
A tattoo of the Memorial Cup. With the Wildcats logo somehow incorporated in it.
I was hoping you were going to tell me you were going to get a tattoo of Richie Thibault holding the Memorial Cup.
I thought you
that
were
is actually a better idea.
I thought you were just going to get...
Same size as Thibault's back piece. Right?
I thought you were just going to get In Thibault We Trust, like old school 90s barbed wire band all the way around your arm.
Yeah. Either way,
We're going to get you inked up.
Yes.
All right, I'll take that bet.
Okay.
Yeah, if it happens, I'll do it.
And remember, this show is recorded, so if we don't actually go ahead and do it.
I don't have a tattoo currently.
All right.
I have 3, and I will jump on that bet.
Yes! Later. Let's do it. If I can fight through the pain, I'll even get the year, too.
Just don't get it before.
All right.
Don't be that guy that gets it before, hopes he's right.
Either way, you heard it.
You heard it here. We're all going to get tattoos.
That's right.
For the Memorial Cup and the Wildcats, somehow incorporated... Not if, when they win a Memorial Cup.
There will be a nice set of tats on the Moncton Wildcast.
That's awesome, guys. if you want to see those down the line, you can follow us on social media, the Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagram. Search Moncton Wildcast. Open house is this weekend. Go see the building. Exhibition game in Spring Hill this Friday. Thanks for joining us. We will see you guys next week.